A little after 2, as she returned from the trunk of her patrol car with her substitute 9mm and backup 22, her phone started ringing again. She didn't answer, but then heard Luke's voice on the machine. She picked up the receiver as he was still calling her name.
"I'm here."
"Jesus, Rainey. Where the hell have you been? Sanders is going nuts trying to find you."
"I mowed my lawn. How are things in Portland?"
"Muddled."
Luke sounded confused. She could hear the sounds of traffic, so he must be using a cell phone.
"You took the morning to do yard work?"
The grass didn't seem to realize murder was a good excuse not to grow. "Why are things muddled in Portland?"
"Daniel Avalon has disappeared. We were supposed to meet at his office this morning, but his secretary's been stalling me with one feeble excuse after another. I finally tried his wife. Looks like Mr. Avalon didn't come home last night. And get this, I drove by his hunting cabin on the way to Portland. It's definitely been recently used."
"You think he's Dave Duncan?"
"Well, with the right disguise. Hell, anything's possible."
Luke sighed.
"I put out an APB with his normal description, plus a description of his car and the cabin. It's the best I can do for now."
"I'm sure he'll turn up shortly," Rainey said neutrally. Her eyes had already gone to her back deck.
"Rainey, I made Angelina show me the gun cabinet. One of the shotguns is missing. I don't think that's a good thing."
"Fire with fire," Rainey murmured.
"I'm coming back to Bakersville, okay? There's nothing for me to do here anymore, and I'd feel better if I were back in town."
"Whatever you think is best, Luke."
"Good."
He hesitated. She could hear the unspoken question still in his voice. She and Luke went way back. He would come if she asked him to. He would die for her if it came to that. He was that kind of man. But she was who she was, too, and she couldn't ask anyone to pay for her sins. He said,
"Rainey?"
And she said, "I'm a big girl, Luke. I know what I'm doing."
She recradled the phone. The hour was growing late, and she didn't have much time to waste. She went with a simple white cotton shirt, covered by a light jacket, perfect for concealing her handgun. She paired the top with long jeans that flared at the ankle, perfect for disguising her backup 22.